Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And we just give God praise and glory on today. I come just so thankful today. I give God all the praise and all the glory in giving reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God today for having another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast, and then to get ready to open up our devotion. We're going to have a short devotion right now. We're calling our worship to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to go on through our worship service. Amen. God bless.
Still in the drought, who wait you? We need to see our oh, Lord, a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh, Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. In your last breath, in your last breath, in your last breath,
amen. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 141. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be sent forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Me. Keep the doors of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayers also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood unto the earth. But my eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own net, and with that I withal escape. I have just read from Psalms 141 from the 1st through the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come today, Father, just repenting and confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, Lord. Father, I first of all just thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept last night, and then touched us with a finger of love this morning and woke us up with a sound mind, with the activities of our limbs. Father, we just give you glory today, and we give you praise on today, Father. Then, Father, I come right now asking you to bind the strong man from our lives. Bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind him up and cast him out and command him to go in the name of Jesus back to the pits of hell where he come from. Then, Father, I ask you today to bless our worship service, bless our radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you today to send your anointing, Lord. We need to hear from you today. We need a word from the Lord today, Lord. In the name, I ask you to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost will increase and teach us and minister to us on today, Lord. We know nothing. I know nothing of myself, but only through Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you today, and I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Ask you to keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus. Father, I'll be careful. We'll be careful, so careful, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to go into our testimony service. I just thank God on today, giving reference to God, who is the head of my life. And to everyone in their respective places, I just thank God on today for being on the radio broadcast one more time. I give him praise and I give him glory. He's an awesome God. I thank him. I just thank him. He's been just so good to me. I don't know, you know, where to start and where to stop, because he's just an awesome God. I give him glory on today. So, and he woke me up this morning. He didn't have to wake me up. Somebody went to bed last night that didn't wake up this morning, I tell you. But God is just so awesome. He woke me up and started me on my way, food on my table, clothes on my back. I give God praise today. I thank today. I don't want to think or feel that I'm more than anybody else, because I love everybody and we're all equal. I just give God praise today. I give him glory that I can humble myself. I don't, it's not like, you know, all this other stuff. I just thank God, and I ain't nobody, I ain't perfect and nowhere near perfect, but believe me, I'm trying and striving every day for to be perfect like God. I just thank him today. So I give God praise on today. We're going to have a song, and if somebody else want to testify, they can. When I'm twirling. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Deborah and Edward Dean. I just thank and praise God for today, for allowing me to wake up this morning clothed in my right mind, and mind stayed on God. I just thank and praise God for salvation and the redemption power of Jesus Christ on today.
Yeah.
I just thank and praise God for my family, for my children. I thank God for making a way for them to come into the knowledge of who he is in their adult age. They grew up in church, but I just thank and praise God for his redemption power on today. And I just ask that you pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, and praise God. Amen, Prophetess Sattler. Anyone else? Yes, God is awfully good today. He is.
Giving reverence to God, who's ahead of my life. This is Lily. My phone a little dead, so I'm just talking off of Ray Ray's stuff. But God has been good to me. I'm glad that he has been opening up my eyes to
praise God.
Different things in the Lord. And we met with our pastor yesterday, and I just thank God so much for putting him in our life, because I feel like at this point, God really is trying to get my attention, and I would hate for him to get my attention the wrong way. So I'm just grateful that God has been showing me the way that I need to go. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's awesome. Well, we know when God get ready for us to know something or do something, he would make it possible the way he wants to do it. So I thank and praise God for all of our families that God has been working with. And I give God praise and I give him glory on today. You know, a lot of times it takes somebody else, not associated with the family. That's why Jesus, he couldn't do and preach and stuff in his hometown, but he could preach in other cities, in other states, in other nations, and whatever. He couldn't. They thought of him as being the little, whoever he was, the carpenter's son. And that's how they viewed him. But he was actually the savior of the world. So, in the stuff. Can't hear anything. Wonder why. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you over here.
Can you hear me, Lala? Lala, she just can't hear me. Just can't hear anything. Can you hear me, Lala? I don't know. But anyway, maybe she'll get back with me. Says she can't hear nothing. She hung up. Anyway, can you hear? Can you hear?
I can hear. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. So anyway, I don't know what I was saying. Praise God, but it's all right. But the devil is alive. Father, we bind every witch, every warlock, every wizard. Anybody that's praying against this broadcast right now, we bind you up. We cast you out and we command you to go and never come back. Lord, I ask you right now to set fire to them, Lord. Send fire from heaven and consume them and burn them up. You say, suffer which not to live. I don't care if you chanting, if you hexing and vexing and spelling, whatever you doing, burning candles in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Don't come trying to pray against this radio broadcast, because I brought my war clothes up. I got my war clothes on in the name of Jesus, and you will not. And you do not have power and authority over this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. So go somewhere else in the hell if you want to in the name of Jesus. We pray and ask that our Lord make her leave me alone in the name of Jesus. You witch. No power and no authority here in Jesus' name. You can't have it and you don't have it because God didn't give it to you. He gave it to me. So you can chant all you want to. It's going in the dirt, in the ground. Man. So we just thank and praise God for, does anyone else have a testimony? I'm sorry, y'all, because I know what they're doing. And they're praying against my this radio broadcast. So the devil in hell won't stop this radio broadcast. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go on into the Word of God if there is no more testimonies. Maybe we'll have a song and then we'll go into the Word of God. Give me just 1 second.
Can you imagine just standing before the king?
Oh. I can only imagine what it would be like without one by your side. I can only imagine what my when the shame is before me, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. To I'm can only imagine when that day comes and I feel myself crying in his arms. I can only imagine when all I will do is cry for forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. To be surrounded by your glory. What will your heart feel? Will I be?
Scripture reading will be coming from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. But grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that we have to depend on God. Father, bless your word. Even the more, bless our minds. Open them up, Lord, that we may be receptive to your word, Lord. Let me decree that the Holy Ghost will minister to us on today. We know that we have to depend on God for our knowledge, on the Holy Spirit for our knowledge. We have to. We, as humans, don't have enough intuition, mind, brain, nothing else to understand this word without the Holy Ghost. So it's the word of God say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, the baby stage is a lot of us was in the baby stage. I'll put it like that. A lot of us was in the baby stage. And I'm just going to read this from 1 Corinthians. Now, this is what not what I had to talk about today, but God is God. I let God be God. And I just, anyway, the baby stage. And I, brethren, cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, and ye not carnal, and walk as men, for while one said, I am of Paul, and another said, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? So this is saying we have to grow in grace, and I know that you all have, because you've been sitting under me and you've been sitting under your pastors. So you have grown in grace, but it's people in the churches that is still drinking milk, and they can and you cannot feed them meat. They're not ready for it, because just like you said, they like act like they corner minded. They always arguing with each other. They always bickering. Somebody in the church say this, they go run and tell them that they said that, and it's just an all kind of mess. But God wants us to grow, because he give us grace every day. We have grace every day. And he wants us to use his grace and grow in these experiences that we have. It's been plenty of times, even in New Bedford when I was there, it's all kind of stuff was said about me and my children. All kind of stuff. Got put out the church. Everything. But God. God didn't let it stop right there. He grew us up. The Holy Spirit grew us up. And when I knew anything, we had a church. And we had our own facility. And we didn't have to go through that anymore. But God was taking us through this process to take what it takes to even pastor a church and know how I feel to be kicked out of a church, and know how I feel to be lied on, know how I feel for people to be jealous of you in the church and call themselves Christians, and they love God. But they can kick you out of a church. They can talk about you, be jealous of you for no reason at all, envy and striping. That's babe stuff. They still on milk. They still on milk. But you got to grow in grace. You can't still have that attitude. You can't still look at people like that. Sometimes, you know, you think you're right. I think I'm right. We're not all right. We have to go back and ask God to help us. Is it me, God? What did I say? And even if you didn't say anything wrong, you need to go on and ask for forgiveness, ask them, apologize. Because I've apologized too many times when I know I was right. So many times. But God said we're supposed to forgive 77 times, 77 times a day. And some. The same person. The same situation. You got to forgive. So evidently they haven't grown
in grace like God wanted them to grow in grace. A baby thinks only of itself. And if denied of anything that it desires, it cries and raises a ruckus and stomp and all kind of stuff. Lip poke, all this stuff when you in a baby in Christ. I remember when I used to be a baby. I remember when I wanted to sing here or do this or be on the usher board and somebody says this and all this kind of stuff. So much junk going on in the church. But that let me know I was still on milk. But oh, after a while. And then a babe is sick of its own. Its feelings are easily hurt. And it's often jealous. A baby lives to be served, and the baby never serves because it's a baby. It drinks milk. It cannot eat strong meat. It cannot eat meat. So when you're dealing with a baby in Christ, you have to handle that person just like a baby. Oh, I ain't calling them no more. Look at her. She thinks she this, she thinks she that, and all this and all that. No. When you can go up to a woman and say, like I did the other day, and I was like, Lord, I hope the lady don't think I'm funny, but I was out. Granddad and I, and she had some pretty braids in her hair. I said, oh, your hair so pretty. And she turned around and looked and said, thank you. But when you can go up to somebody you don't know, compliment them. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they think. I really don't. Because it's a lot of people need encouraging. It's a lot of people need encouraging. A lot of people depressed and oppressed and stuff like that. And God will use you to do it. God will use you to do the things that he needs done. But when you can't compliment somebody else sometimes, when you can't give somebody a helping hand without your hand being out, if you can't go to somebody and say, here, I just was thinking about you, so-and-so, so-and-so, however, God want to use you to be a blessing to somebody, then we know you getting off of milk. You probably on Kool-Aid now. But at least you offer milk. It takes time. It's a process. It's a process. And we have to trust God is taking us through to get us where he wants us to be. Believe me, I know. I've been through the process, and believe me, I'm still going through a process. And I trust the process. I don't know what's going on. All I know is God's moving, and I'm happy about it. If it don't be one person on this radio broadcast but me and the Lord, I'm happy about it because I know the will of God is done, is being done. I thank God today. I thank God for my family. I thank God for the ones that on the radio broadcast that been coming on for years. I thank God for that. But we have to go through the process. And I know the ones that go through have learned something from this. I thank God. You two or three steps ahead. And I thank God. The infant characteristics are so prominent in the lives of many church members. They have been born into the family of God, but have failed to develop spiritually. We have to develop spiritually. They are spiritual babies, carnal Christians. See, we spiritual babies. We got to burp you and change you and hold you and just treat you like a baby in Christ because you haven't gotten where you need to be spiritually. grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We got to grow in grace. John 2 and 12. Let me turn and read that right quick. It says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And the next one, well, let me just deal with this. Some Christians grow to be little children spiritually, but stop there. Here are some of the characteristics of children. They are often untruthful, envious, and cruel. If you rebuke them, they become just cross and resentful and often make a scene. Now she ain't gonna tell me what to do. I ain't said this and this and this and this. No. If somebody spiritually correct you, spiritually in the right way, you're supposed to say, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. Or I didn't mean to say this. Or I don't, maybe, you know, I'm sorry you feel like that. I didn't mean it that way. God will tell you what and how to deal with it. But you can't go dealing with it and let that, oh, I gave her a piece of my mind. Well, you better go back and get that piece because you're going to need it. Stand before the Lord. We got to grow in grace, in God's grace. God on his way back, we got to grow. They are like tail bearers, repeating everything they hear. In a Dutch language, it's called gossip. They saying everything, just saying stuff. That repeating stuff. They are given to emotional outbursts and are easily puffed up. They love praise and will accept it. They love people to, oh, you this, you that, you this, you that, and will accept it from any source. They seek only the things that appeal to self. Are you a spiritual child? We all are to a certain extent. But we got to grow up in the Lord. We got to grow up. That's a, first we had an infant stage. That's a child stage. Now we at the young man stage. That's a 1 John Chapter 2, verse 13 says, I write unto you, fathers, because you, because you have known him. That is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. See, the thing is, we have to know Jesus. We have to know the Father. We have to know when we began to be a young man, we got to know who God is. A young woman, we got to know who God is. We got to know what he expects of us. So then we got to start eating some meat, little bit at a time. Just a little bit at a time. You know how you chew the meat up a little bit for your baby? Here. That's how the pastors have to do. The overseers, the ministers, the prophets, the apostles. You have to chew a little bit up at a time and give it to them. See, this is what you need right here. This right here. Don't eat it too fast. Give them a little bit and cut it up in little bitty pieces. Say, can you take this much? Can you eat this much? Because they need developing. They need to go through the process a little slower. Spiritual growth to that of a young man is not reached by many. He is strong and is well able to overcome his enemy. He has a vision for future
for the future and the faith and courage to tackle it. He is preparing for his productive years. You too can become a young man spiritually, a young woman spiritually, by putting away childish things and grow up spiritually in God. We're going to have to do, I'm sorry, forgive me. And then in your prayer time, Lord, work on me. I need you to work on me. Show me when I'm wrong. Show, not, don't worry about when you're right, but show me when I'm wrong. Show me what I have to do to get to this point in my life. Show me, Lord. I don't want to offend nobody. And I most of all don't want to offend you. I want to get where you want me to be. I want to get through the process. I want to move on up in the process. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to walk holy and talk holy and live a Christian mature life that when people say something about me, it don't bother me. Oh, girl, no. Oh, it's all right. Oh, girl, last week, I'm sorry, I raised my voice and I said this. Oh, girl, it's okay. God loved both of us. You know this and this and this. I know it seems far-fetched, but I done been through so much. And I remember so many times I had to take down even when I knew I was right. I didn't say I was wrong, but I apologize. If I offended you, I'm sorry. If you, you know, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. Because that's the way God wants us to be. Then maybe next time I go to her, I can help her. But you can't close the door because it's been many times I was finna block people. I was finna block these people on my prayer line, radio broadcast, because of being a babe in Christ and saying and doing all kind of other stuff when I done told them this not the right way. People saying all kind of negativity things against me. And doing and praying, it's a lot of them praying against me that used to be under me, sitting under me, but it's okay because I pray for them and I still love them. And it, believe me, I still love them and I pray for them and ask God to bless them anyway. Let's bless them anyway. When you can get to where you can pray for your enemies and feed your enemies, you can eat some meat. I ain't talking about nobody in your family or your mother, your father. I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about when you know this person has done you wrong and they need some bread. And you can give them some bread and some chicken to go with it. And $2 to get some gas. When you can do stuff like that, you spiritually grown in God. That's what God expects of a grown Christian, spiritually grown. You done grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because, like I say, he want us to love. He said we got to love one another. We got to love our neighbor just like we love ourselves. And when you can do that, you in the will of God. You pleasing God, and that's our whole desire, is to please God. We have to please him. We have to please him. That's what our desire should be every day. Lord, I want to please you. I want to do the right things you want me to do. I'm not a people pleaser. I don't care what people think. But I want you, God, to be pleasing. I want to please you. I want to be pleasing in your sight. I want to eat meat. I want to get where you would have me to be. God has been so good to all of us. All of us. We need to be praising him all the time. It's all right to get a word, but let me tell you something. You got to show up, be giving everything you have to God. I don't care what nobody says. I give God all the praise, all the glory,
all the time. Every chance I get, God is every breath we breathe, every breath we take, every air we breathe in belongs to God. When we pick our feet up and put it down, that belongs to God, because we can put it up, pick it up, and it don't have to come back down. He's amazing. These are the things we should think about. He said, think on these things. We got to think on godly things. Get out of that vague stuff. Grow in God's grace. This is what he wants us to do. And when people say things, and when people do things, just look over them, Lord. Have mercy on them. Forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord. Because believe me, we do and say things, and God looking at us. Every deed, everything we do, and everything we say going to be judged. Everything we do and everything we say, God see us. Pin all the time out there trying to twerk or whatever. I had to repent for 2 or 3 days. Talking about. And it scared me so bad when Rose fell and hurt her leg. I was like, Lord, I forgive me. I'm going to twerk and lift my leg up for nobody but you. You have to repent to me. He might say, oh, it was just fun now. Because my desire is to please you. So I'm going to repent for anything I think I've done against God. Every iniquity, every sin, I'm going to repent knowingly or unknowingly. I'm going to repent. I had no business out there moving and gyrating and all that kind of stuff. I don't care if I was having fun. It ain't about me. It's about the things of God. I'm a leader, an apostle of God. So I had to pray and ask for forgiveness. It ain't nobody's fault but mine. Nobody. So this is the kind of stuff we have to grow in grace. And when we can admit we wrong, and the things that we've done, and repent for them. I'm not ashamed to let you all know that. I want to let you know that I was wrong for doing that. I want to let you know that I did repent. I want to be pleasing to God. And most of all, I want to be able to keep ministering to y'all and be able to tell y'all something. So I can't be out there doing any kind of thing. I have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. So if I'm a teacher about it, I got to live by it. Oh, they may say, oh, she can't do it. I don't care what they say. But if I'm pleasing to God, I don't care what nobody says. I didn't give him no topic, no subject. He didn't give me one. But all I can say is God wants us to live a mature life when we mature, spiritually mature. He wants us to be spiritually mature because we need deliverance and things like this. And I've been delivered because I repented. You know, you might say, well, that wasn't them. You were just having fun. You don't, it's ways to have fun. It's ways to have fun for me because I'm in a different position, in a different walk with God. So I know what I got to do, and I know what he expects of me. So that's why every day I'm down on my face, Lord, forgive me, because I can sin too easily and not know it. And you can too. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. For whatever it is, forgive me, Lord. Say it and don't, I don't know nothing, but I repent. Because I'm so, every time I go out and drive, I was telling the other day, every time I go out and drive, I have to go home and repent because I've been to get out the way with your old self, move, just all kind of stuff. That used to be me. Now I can drive faster, and I'm talking about somebody else. So, you know, we got to grow in grace. Ain't no more to be said about it. We just got to grow in God's grace, not just grace, God's grace. We got to grow in his grace spiritually, and God will bless us. You will see yourself. He is moving you up. Elevation coming. Elevation coming. Elevation coming. What were he come before anybody in my life? Anybody. Mama, daddy, husband, sister, brother, kids. God come first in everything. If he said, don't do it, you don't do it. If he said, don't eat for a week, don't eat nothing for a week. Because if he told you to, he going to give you the strength. He going to give you the strength to get through it. That's the kind of God we serve. He want us to be spiritually mature, grown in the grace of God and in the knowledge of the Lord. Good. So I'm not going to go on with it because I know you understand. I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know. Because we're not all babes. We have grown in God's grace. And we just right there where God wants us to be, walking and living and holding it. Jesus on his way back, it ain't no more time. It's either holiness or hell, no more time. That's why we're in that book of Revelation, no more time. So I just give God grace and give him glory for the word of God. We're going to get ready to pray, altar call. Do we have any prayer requests?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I need prayer for a couple of families. Just their protection, their strength in the Lord. I don't know them personally, but I just know of them. And, you know, you see certain things on Facebook and how people act and wanting to, and they act out, you know, some of them, you know, attention, you know, and I just want to give the right type of attention to certain families that I see on Facebook and just, you know, for their protection and to cover them, you know, and...
Okay.
I would also like prayer for me and my family that we continue to be strong in Christ, that we continue to be open and all of what God needs. So,
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us today, Lord, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come just thanking and praising you, God. We come today, Father, just giving you all the praise. And if we had 10 billion, 100,000 tongues, we can praise you enough, Lord. We can give you enough praise. You deserve all of the praise today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just asking you today, Lord, teach us, Lord,
Teach us how to pray. Teach us what to do and what to say, Lord. We asking you, Lord, to teach us the things that we need to know today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come just bowing down at your altar, Lord. We come at the foot of the throne today, Lord, asking you to cover everyone. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to cover the McKinney family today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Father, all around about them, Lord, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I ask you for the ones, Lord, that's been sick and the ones, bereaved families, from the COVID-19 and all of those on Facebook and all those family members, God. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp angels, Lord, all around them to help them and protect them. Lord, you know what the people need today. Father, we give you praise and glory. Then I ask you today, Lord, to cover my family. Cover my family, Lord. Cover my family in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels today all around about them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus to protect them today, Lord. I call down the fire from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to just put consuming fire all over them in the name of Jesus. Your Holy Ghost power all over this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost power, Lord, consuming fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to cover Apostle Deans in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Lord, all around about him to protect him and his family, children, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Keep them all covered under the blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today for how you watch over us. I thank you today for this radio broadcast. I thank you for fighting every battle for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you say the battle belongs to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, Lord, and I give you praise, Lord. I pray for every member of the End Time Men and Women in War. I pray for every member of the Life Support Outreach Ministry. I pray for every member of the prayer line, of the prayer house, the prayer meeting, in the name of Jesus, outreach meeting, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every member, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Prophet Saul Lewis and his wife. I pray for everyone on that prayer line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just give you praise and glory. I pray for Prophetess Harris on today, in the name of Jesus, and her family. I pray for Brother Harold. I pray for Minister Roan. I pray for the people of God on today. You know who they are, Lord, and you know what they need. I just give you glory, and I give you praise on today. I just thank you, Lord, and I pray for our neighbors. I pray for those that try to despitefully misuse us. I pray for our enemies. I love them today, Lord. I pray that you bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of on today. I ask you to cover them, everyone under the sound of my voice, when they travel the highways and byways, on the train and buses, on the airplane, Lord. I ask you to protect them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels today, all around about them, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I pray for my sister, my siblings. I pray for them and keep them covered. All of my in-laws, I pray for them and keep them covered. In the name of Jesus, those that sleeping in parks, even out the trash can in shelter homes, I pray that you cover them. I pray today those in the hospitals, behind prison walls, those in penal institutions, Lord, I pray for those in the hospitals. Lord, I ask you to cover them and heal them today in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I know you can. I pray for Irma today in the name of Jesus. Wherever she is, Lord, I pray that you heal her body and just touch her mind today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless those that I forgot to pray for, that did not come to my mind. I pray for them too, Lord. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. And Lord, hallelujah, I ask you right now, and I thank you
for answering every prayer. I thank you for binding cancer. I thank you for binding up high blood pressure. I thank you for healing today. I just thank you today, Lord. And oh, yes, you are the great physician, and I know that you can do it because you heal me. And in the name of Jesus, I give you glory today, and I give you praise today. And yes, Lord, I call on you, and I know that you're a healer. I know that you're going to do it, and I know it, Lord, for every apostle, every pastor, every bishop, every teacher, every preacher, every prophet, every minister. Lord, I pray for them and their families, the ones that you call and you ordain, Lord. I pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for all of our doctors and nurses and people in the medical field. I pray for them today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you heal them and you keep them. Lord, I thank you today. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just thank and praise God. And God want me to let you know that for you to stay encouraged, do what you have to do for God. Let God lead you in the things that you need to do. Be led by the Spirit of God. Be led by God for the things that you're going to do. I thank God on today for you, and you for being on our radio broadcast today. I just give God glory and praise for that. We're going to come right back on Tuesday with the hopefully getting finished up with in the book of Revelations. We're on our last few chapters. Hopefully I can finish two Tuesday and two Thursday, and we'll be done with the book of Revelations, but I got some things I have to add to it. So you all just have a blessed day in the Lord. I want you to just have a blessed day. I love you all, and God loves you too. Have a blessed day. God bless you. You know if you need me, you can call me. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day.
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.